Hey, it's Overslept with Chris Laker. I'm Chris Laker, and I record podcasts every day when I wake up for no reason, and it's not good, so don't listen to it. So now if you listen to it, you already know it's not good. So I don't know why. It's 11:14 a.m. I've been trying to get up for like over an hour, but now I'm awake. I was supposed to be someplace at 11, but I got pushed back to noon. So I don't got a lot of time. I gotta get out of here pretty soon. So this is probably gonna be like, well, it's gonna be exactly whatever many minutes it says on the thing that you downloaded. So here we go. Let's see what's going on in the world. Let's go Apple News. Apple News, what's going on? Not always the best source of news, but okay. Trump says Paris attack will have big effect on French election. Oh, good. Oh, God, fuck that guy in the fucking ear. I shouldn't read any Trump headlines. It was just the first thing that came up. And sorry if you're a Trump person that I want somebody to fuck him in the fucking ear. But that's my political stance. You respect my fuck him in the ear political stance, and I'll respect your whatever the fuck it is that you that I'll pretend to, we pretend to respect. We won't actually respect each other's stance, right? You'll think I'm a piece of shit, I'll think you're a piece of shit, and then but we pretend, and that's fine. That's all that we need out of polite society is to pretend. When you go home, say whatever the fuck you want in your house, unless you got, unless you're in a house where somebody wants to blackmail you and record you, like that Clippers guy. He thought he could say what he wanted in his house. He couldn't do it. But he wasn't, you gotta, that's your own issue at home. Why scientists are march? Okay, that's gonna be a science march. If you agree with fuck them in the fucking ear, I believe all those people. Maybe that's not exactly what they would say, but trending stories from Fox News. Kurt Russell reveal, this is the number one trending story. Kurt Russell reveals he had sex with Goldie Hawn on first date. What? Of course he did. He's Kurt fucking Russell. And he was Kurt Russell at the height of his Kurt Russell dumb when he met Goldie Hawn. Not the, that was a long time ago. I guess they were both famous though. So they both were just like, what are we gonna do, you know? Who's gonna wait? But why is this number one trending story? Well, good for them both. Good for Kurt Russell and good for Goldie Hawn. Glad they both were sure enough of themselves to say, hey, let's get it on. On the first date, we don't have to worry about if this is going to come out in Fox News 40 years later or whatever, however long they've been together. We'll just do it. And we'll make Overboard where he actually does wait. He doesn't have sex with him on the first date. He waits, but he also deceives her in such a way that it would be considered rape by today's standards. So that doesn't matter if you wait. I think that's the lesson that to get from Kurt Russell and going on. It's better to have consent on the first date than to give somebody amnesia and trick them into thinking you're their husband several dates later. That's the message to the kids out there who don't remember who either of them are. Well, Goldie Hawn, they're both still in, very active in show business. So, Palin receiving backlash for White House photo. Well, yeah, they took the picture in front of the Kid Rock and Ted Nugent and Sarah Palin. Whatever. Let's not talk about any of those people anymore. This is number three. Grab your pitchforks, America. Your 401k needs defending from Congress. That's from the Wall Street Journal. I had a subscription to the Wall Street Journal when I was in college. It was required. If you're as in a business student at Rider University. Right, when they say university, you should be a bigger campus than that, first of all. That should have just been a straight-up Rider college. I think they loosened, I think it was college, and somehow they, whatever determines a college from a university, kind of like, yeah, there's no real difference. You call yourself whatever the fuck you want, college. So all these places that were college said, no, it's a university, so they sounded bigger. Anyway. My 401k does not need defending because I emptied that shit out 5 years ago. That's how I defended it. I spent that shit. Give me my money now. Save up for my retirement. Fuck that. Because you're going to get it. It's all going to get fucked up. Your 401ks or whatever, gambling that shit. You know what you got? You know what the solution to all this stuff is? Get fucking rich, or you're gonna die miserable. And what do you say? 401k, and then you die before you retire anyway. Then where does that money go? To your family? Fuck them. Now they got your 401k. And you just died with money in the bank, which you don't want to do. Spend it all. Number four, HuffPo. So here are the sources on the top four trending. So first of all, why would you have four? Who does a top four? You do a five, right? Do a five, Apple News, with a top four. We go from Fox News to CNN to Wall Street Journal to Huffington Post. It's a very varied top four trending story. Congressman Ted Lieu from California. I follow him on Twitter. Trolls Donald Trump with big league crowd. They don't like you. Okay. He's being mean. That Ted Lieu agrees with me and fucking him in the fucking ear. Oh shit. New York Times, this is for me, the for me section. They're like, we look at what you click on and this is what you like. So it says New York Times, vacation over. Obama returns to public life next week. Oh fuck. That's gonna be the best. He's probably not gonna. I miss that motherfucker. I don't care. Obama was... Obama days were good days. It's just nice having, like a president that was like... He did some shit. He droned people and everything. But he could talk. Is that too much to ask for? He could talk. He didn't sound like a fucking drunk. Trump sounds like he's fucking drunk. And repeats himself way too fucking much. Get off Trump. Not even talking about Trump. Nobody fucking drives me crazier than a repeater. Like a guy that says a thing and then repeats the same thing fucking five times. Heard you the first time, motherfucker. Just because you can't think of something to say, don't just keep saying that thing. Say a new thing or shut the fuck up. Sorry if any of you are repeaters. I didn't mean to come out so strongly against you. That's fine. Repeat. Whatever. I just find it irritating. It goes back. My dad was a repeater. That's why. He wasn't a drunk, though. But he was a repeater. And Trump doesn't drink, but he was a repeater, so it drives me crazy. Maybe I'm a repeater. Maybe I'm just like my father. Oh, it is the anniversary of Prince's death. Prince died 1 year ago today. Oh. Well. Let's just close this out with remembering Prince. And, just think of your favorite Prince song in your head right now, because I'm not going to play it. But you think of it, and then I'm gonna think of mine. Never take the place of your man. That's mine. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's good. And I'm gonna go now and do the thing I gotta do and listen to Purple Rain soundtrack on the subway. So that's the one nice thing about Prince's death. They put all his music on Spotify. He wouldn't do that while he was alive. But now it's there. So we can remember him. All right, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. What the fuck, you know. Tweet at me. Email me at Chris Laker. Chris at ChrisLaker.com is the email. And fuck yeah. Talk to you guys tomorrow. We love you.